Okay, so that's actually a nice segue. We were just talking about access and outreach. Abbotsford is what most people in the Metro Vancouver area would consider as out there, I think, like way out there. It's kind of hard to get to. And as someone who grew up even in like Delta, Surrey, and then moved to Vancouver, it took me a long time to become aware of Abbotsford's art scene. So, with that perspective, I wanted to ask you, what are some unique barriers that Abbotsford artists face, and how have you and your organization been trying to help them overcome those barriers?
Something like Jam and Jubilee is a really great example of that, right? So you bring in a bigger headline band, people come in to see that headline band, and then they also get exposed to local musicians. And we're starting to work on some ideas for Fraser Valley artists to connect with maybe some artists who grew up in the Fraser Valley who are now working in Vancouver, and just talking about, mentorship and like their process to getting to where they are. It is kind of funny though, because I have had a couple of artists say to me, I moved to Vancouver and now all of a sudden I'm getting all these opportunities in the Fraser Valley where I grew up. The Reach has been doing a really great job of connecting with local artists and being able to show their pieces in the Reach right now. There's definitely more work that can be done, and we're trying to be innovative in connecting people and, elevating local artists to be comparable to national artists, people who are really well known.
Okay. And do you want to say anything else about like the specific issues that Abbotsford artists face so that people can maybe help support them or go out of their way somehow?
One of the biggest issues for performing artists is the affordability of space. And so I think that it's really important for folks to purchase albums to support local musicians. I think that it's important to participate in local online theater programming. So we have a couple of our member groups are starting to do online theater. So it's really good to just, buy that ticket and support those people and look around for local art before you go to, HomeSense or IKEA for a print. It's so easy to connect with local artists, and anytime anybody's looking for local art, we're happy to connect them with a list of folks in the valley. So that's an opportunity as well.
When you talk about the expense of space, there's so many things you could be referring to. Can you clarify a little bit on that?
I mean, it's expensive to rent out the theaters. It's obviously not during COVID that can happen, but pre-COVID and post-COVID. I know that it's something that the city is aware of and they are addressing in their culture strategy, but it's an issue that is concerning to a lot of groups. Some bands, they only want to charge $5 cover for their show. They don't want to charge $20 cover to their friends to come and see it. So that is a barrier because the venue might be $500 just to rent the venue. So then you have to get 100 people in the door. Maybe if you want to have a bar, you have to cover those fees and stuff like that. So that is where it becomes really expensive for bands and for theater groups too. There's only so many theaters, and so it's hard to fill the theater, first of all, to get all of your money back. Just to run and operate those things is pretty pricey.
And what is the impact of that on local arts?
I think that it's a little bit detrimental because people can't always do the things that they would like to do for the community. And because they're not necessarily offered, people might go to Vancouver for that. But we have amazing theater here in Abbotsford that you don't really need to go to Vancouver to go see a play because you've got great theater groups right here. But it's difficult when the space is so expensive and exclusive that it's difficult for those theater groups to promote properly.
So then, do you have any suggestions for what could be done aside from the city working on their cultural plan?
It'd be really great if developers could get on the bandwagon and have space in new developments for artisans and arts folks. Something like a work share program, where you can just have like a blank space and have lots of people working there, like a co-working space. That would be really beneficial. It takes a lot of creativity to try and find those spaces. I don't have a very optimistic view yet.
How has this year of the pandemic affected your bottom line?
So we have been really lucky that the BC Arts Council and the Government of Canada have offered quite a few relief grants. So we've been able to do extra programming or different programming But there have been things, you know, like Jam and Jubilee. There were no t-shirt sales. There were no beer sales. There were no vendor fees collected. It has been tough, but we have had a lot of relief in terms of grants. So we have been incredibly lucky that way. Yeah, it might, maybe it's cheaper, but it's still expensive. I've had artist groups come to the Arts Council, and it's not the ideal place for a concert, but basically they've said to me, like, we can't afford to go to any bigger venues. And so they might do something in the summer on the grass, and that's a solution. Basically, what we would just ask for is some type of donation. So I have had groups where mostly the groups just will, like, split the door with us. So we'll split the door four ways or whatever. So that's kind of nice. And we're just there to offer a service to the community.
It's too expensive for artists, right? That's the bottom line.
It's funny, there's a lot of punk concerts in churches. Because that's what's offered.
Can you tell us about that a little bit? Because I feel like that's something that no one else knows about.
Yeah, so that's kind of an interesting history there. And you know, a lot of those shows will be dry, so they have the opportunity to go into the churches, and they'll, you know, rent out their room for $200 or whatever it is. And sometimes they have stages, and sometimes they have chairs. I don't know how much it happens recently, but I know like 5 years ago, I was going to shows in churches. Even some of the theater groups do their performances in churches. It's a little bit tough because not everybody is religious, and that's not necessarily a space that everybody wants to go into to watch a non-religious play, you know? So that's one of the downfalls with venues in Abbotsford as well, right? It's kind of exclusive. How do you run a base? You have to think about who's going to rent it in the off time and who's going to occupy it the most. And do you want to have a shop, for example, in that space? And if you do have a shop, who's going to rent it out? And, you know, like we, for Jam and Jubilee, we could always use a shop two or three times every summer. If there was a shop in a black box venue, for example, I would love to rent that out for 3 days and just do it that way, because usually we're asking somebody's uncle to, you know, cut some wood for us, right? So there's things like that. The community needs to come together a little bit and talk about how they can use it in all times of the year. But that gets tricky because then now you have competition for the best time.
Okay, thank you so much, Jennifer, for being with us today. It was a great interview.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.